Now it's time to listen to the second part of this conversation and be prepared to listen to the questions relating to it.
Enkelrummen kostar 800 kronor per natt. Dubbelrummet kostar 1800 kronor. Men du kan få det för 1600.
Det var vänligt.
Ska jag skicka dig en bokningsbekräftelse?
Ja tack, gärna.
Vad har du för e-postadress?
annapettersson@svbuss.se.
And here are the questions. Pay attention when you hear them, but don't try to answer them until you've listened to the whole of the second section again. How much are the single rooms? The hotel receptionist mentioned several room prices, but how much are the double rooms normally? Does Anna want a booking confirmation? How does the hotel receptionist ask for Anna's email address? Here's your chance to listen to the second part of the conversation again. Do you have your pen and paper ready?
Enkelrummen kostar 800 kronor per natt. Dubbelrummet kostar 1800 kronor. Men du kan få det för 1600.
Det var vänligt.
Ska jag skicka dig en bokningsbekräftelse?
Ja tack, gärna.
Vad har du för e-postadress?
annapettersson@svbuss.se.
How did you get on? Here are the answers to the questions. How much are the single rooms? The single rooms are 800 kronor.
Enkelrummen kostar 800 kronor per natt.
How much are the double rooms normally? The cost of a double room is normally 1800 kronor. But since the hotel can't accommodate Anna with 10 single rooms, he offers her the double room for only 1600 kronor.
Dubbelrummet kostar 1800 kronor, men du kan få det för 1600.
Does Anna want a booking confirmation? Anna says that she'd be very pleased to receive a booking confirmation.
Ska jag skicka dig en bokningsbekräftelse?
Ja tack, gärna.
How does the hotel receptionist ask for Anna's email address so that he can send her a booking confirmation?
Vad har du för e-postadress?
Note how you say the at sign in Swedish.
annapettersson@svbuss.se.
Literally, this means trunk A, because the A looks as if an elephant's trunk is wrapped around the A. Listen to the whole of the conversation one last time. Try to concentrate on the words and the tone of voice for both speakers.